This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. This is part 3 in our mini-series on QRM and what we can do about it. This time we talk about magnetic loop antennas for reception. They can also be used for transmitting, which has some things to concern, but those are outside the scope of this mini-series. There are several kinds of loop antennas, for instance a full-size loop as used in a cubicle quad or a delta loop antenna system. These large antennas have some advantages too, for instance they are less susceptible to effect from neighboring metal objects such as other antennas. A magnetic loop is a smaller loop, typically only 1/10 of a wavelength or even smaller. Other than most antennas, such a magnetic antenna has an almost constant current over the complete antenna. Because of that, it doesn't work for the electrical component of received signals, only the magnetic component counts. Because almost all local QRM is of an electrical nature, this means that most of these disturbances are not received by the loop. A loop can without great problems be placed indoors, and in many cases it doesn't even make any difference whether the antenna is very near the source of disturbance or as much as one wavelength away. These antennas are fairly easy to make. They usually have a very narrow bandwidth, 6kC on 5 MHz is no exception. This small bandwidth is an advantage because it keeps signals from other frequencies out of the receiver, so they can't make any problems due to, for example, overload. It is, however, somewhat cumbersome to have to retune each time you choose to go to another frequency. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.